Welcome back. Come along as we dig into God's Word and search for truth, understanding, and a closer relationship with Him. This is Steve, and you're listening to the Dig Bible Podcast Corner. Welcome back to the Dig Bible Podcast Corner. Didn't get anything out last week. It's been a bumpy couple of weeks for me and my family when it comes to having some vehicle issues and other types of things. A lot of things, you know, life comes up, which is never a good excuse. And I think this last week taught me a very valuable lesson, knowing that no matter what happens, no matter what obstacles are in your life, you need to focus on God. You can't let, if you give up anything because you're busy, it cannot be your relationship with God. It cannot be your relationship with Jesus. There are other things that we can push to the side and put on hold, but our relationship with God is not one of those things. Doesn't matter what you go through, doesn't matter what happens, you need to focus on that relationship. I was not as good being in the Word this last week and a half, 2 weeks. I was not as good with prayer. I was not, and I can feel the effects. I can feel how it's hitting me. I can feel the weight when I don't have God helping me lift that, when I don't give things to Him and I try to think I can do these things on my own. And I think that's just a very, you know, no matter what you think out there, no matter how well you're versed in Scripture, no matter how smart you think you are, we always need God. We will always screw up, and we always will be tested in certain ways. And we need to find our way back on the path. There's a song that goes back to DC Talk, and it says, what if I stumble, what if I fall? And we all stumble, and we all fall. It's such a good song if you ever listen to it. DC Talk was great. That was where Toby Mac was prior to being an independent Christian artist, or I don't say independent, but a solo Christian artist. DC Talk came up with some great songs. If you've never heard the song Jesus Freak, That really should be your anthem. Just jump in, listen to that. That song blows me away still to this day. But with that being said, and that's just kind of a side note, there's something else I wanted to talk about today. And this has kind of hit me a bit, and I think we're all seeing this with our cultural changes, with the things that are happening right now in the world, and the things that you see, even the church, as far as not saying everyone and not saying everywhere, but we're seeing a softening where we're allowing culture to dictate doctrine. We are not sticking to our biblical principles. We are not following through on the Bible. When we start letting culture dictate what the church teaches as opposed to what the Bible teaches, it's a very scary, slippery slope. Very, very slippery slope. The way that I like to say this, and eventually I'll have a shirt that says it on it at some point. I really want to make these that just says radiate, don't assimilate. I absolutely love that mantra. You know, we've always heard the term, you know, be in the world, not of the world. And I want to kind of go over a verse that speaks to that, and it's John 17, 13 through 16. And let me give you context here. Jesus stops, looks up to heaven, and is talking to God. He's talking to the Father. And this is verses from that section in John 17. This is 13 through 16. But now I am coming to you. He's speaking to the Father. And these things I speak in the world, that they may have joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. That is powerful. Think about that. Jesus is speaking on our behalf to the Father. He's saying, listen, they're following the teachings that, you know, that Jesus brought, and he's saying to the Father, hey, they're with me. They're with me. They're not of the world just like I'm not of the world. They chose to follow me. They are now children of God. Be not of the world, but be in the world. Radiate. Don't assimilate. I talk about this a lot. Everybody out there has the equal right to salvation, if we can even call it a right. It's a gift. Every one of us is no more worthy than the next. The difference is, where's your relationship with Jesus? With that being said, I love everybody. I don't care what your lifestyle is. I don't care what where you've been, the things that you've done, the things that you're doing right now. But God wants you to figure it out. He wants you to put aside the sin, to put aside the things that are oppressing you, that are holding you down, that are keeping you from being truly a child of God. Put that stuff down. Step away from it. Look to Jesus. Look to the Bible. Wow. It's just so powerful. And that whole radiate idea, let's look at Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. That's actually our church's mission statement. Think about that. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. When we're letting our light shine, we're not letting it shine just with the people at church. We're not letting it shine just with the people in your religious community. This is for everybody. How do we reach people that aren't saved? How do we reach people that are struggling, people that are going through just oppression in ways that some of us can't even fathom? How do we reach those people if we're not a light? They should see it in our actions. They should see it in the things that we do. They should see it in the way that we behave, the way that we act, the way that we treat other people. This is a hot topic right now because of the cultural changes and the things that we're going through in the world right now. Like I said, I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you're doing. But I want you to know that I still love you. Do I agree with what you're doing? No, I don't. But do I sin all the time? Yeah, I do. But I ask God for forgiveness. I try to get that walk back so that we are close, that we are able to commune. That, you know, it says Jesus stands at the door and knocks, and whoever opens the door, he will come in and dine with them. I try to always have that door open for him. Doesn't always happen that way. But we all have that choice. When you're doing something and you feel guilt, when you're doing something and you always feel a reason that you have to justify your actions, that's Jesus knocking on the door saying, hey, I'm here. All you got to do is reach out. All you got to do is reach out. Jesus wants that relationship with you. Whatever you've been through, whatever you've done, God will separate that sin from you as soon as you ask for forgiveness and you ask him in your life. It doesn't matter what it is. He will separate that as far as the east is from the west. He will put it in the bottom of the deepest ocean. God will see it no more. People will always judge. People will always look at people and make split-second judgments on people. And we shouldn't. We shouldn't. We don't know what someone's going through. But God will forgive you. God will be there for you. God loves you. Radiate. Don't assimilate. Be in the world, not of the world. And keep on digging, everybody.